New York routinely spends hundreds of millions of dollars on grants and tax breaks to incentivize the creation of new jobs and retain old jobs. But where does all that money go? Well, thanks to the diligent reporting of Albany Business Review listmaster and research director Todd Kehoe, we recently got a list of the big ticket items for 2019. And Todd joins us on the phone now to discuss what he found. Welcome to the show, Todd.
Thank you so much for having me.
So when we're talking about incentives from the state, what different tools does New York have at its disposal that you were able to find?
Well, the answer to that question is lots and lots. So there are a lot of different programs that the state uses. And in some ways, I kind of feel like it doesn't necessarily matter which program we're talking about. They're all sort of the same, but they all just have different outcomes, different reasons for existing. There are some really big ticket items, as you mentioned, and the top project was from CREE, which is out in Marcy near Utica. They're building a computer chip factory out there, and the state incentive for that was $500 million. And that is, by far the biggest and one of the biggest that we've seen in a few years from the state. Some are very specialized. Obviously, one I'm sure we'll talk more about is the Empire State Film Tax Credit.
Which definitely.
Attracted some controversy over the years, and is one that also tends to show up on my list a lot because it is often a big ticket item. But beyond that, there's a lot of different avenues and there's many different ways to get these credits. And there's a lot of, it's tough sometimes to kind of see the big picture because there are so many different small pieces that go into it. And it's, if you look at the entire thing, it is generally a very large outlay for the state every single year.
Well, let's start with that CREE project in Oneida County, where we're spending $500 million. Do we know, how that money's being spent? Are we just cutting them a check, or is it being invested in the site somehow? And also, how many jobs is that potentially going to help create?
So from the state's reporting, they are looking at a little over 600 full-time jobs at the actual site itself. Now, that does not necessarily count all of the construction jobs that are being created there, and that is also a pretty large number. The state is not necessarily cutting a check. It is part of, I think this terminology is a little out of date, but a public-private partnership. They're working with CREE to get that site online. And certainly, I know we have talked a lot about this at the Business Review because there are several local contractors who are a part of that. Excite, which is formerly M&W Group, they are the lead contractor. But I know there's a number of local contractors that have contracts out there and are working and sending a lot of people out that way. The total investment is supposedly over $1 billion. And what the state is doing is helping fund some of the construction and also some of the tools that they will be using because the parts and machines that they use to make those computer chips are extremely expensive. And so I know the state, a lot of the funding is going in that direction.
And we'll get to the rest of the list after a quick break.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
We're speaking with Albany Business Review Research Director Todd Kehoe about his reporting on the big ticket items for 2019 that the state spent money on to incentivize job growth. And before the break, you were talking about number one on the list, which was a $500 million incentive for Oneida County. And you talked about how this is part of a larger scheme, a larger focus from the state. And it appears to kind of link right up to the number two investment dealing with SUNY Poly. Can you talk about that one?
Sure. So the number two on our list was $300 million credit, and that's going toward expansion of IBM across the state. And the center of that is focused on SUNY Poly, but is not explicitly just SUNY Poly. Mm-hmm. For instance, they also invested at a new computer at Rensselaer Polytechnic. And I think there's a few other sites where they will have, and it's mostly geared towards AI innovation across the state. And it's sort of a retrenching of IBM, who's always been a big part of SUNY Poly, but, you know, this was, they were definitely talking about, you know, expanding there at SUNY Poly and also some other places in the state.
When we talk about SUNY Poly, this is not a name that I think a lot of people who follow New York government aren't familiar with. When you do this list every year, do they pop up regularly?
They do, although as some of our business review reporting has shown in the past couple of years, some of the attention had kind of shifted away from SUNY Poly, it seemed like, in the last couple of years. Some of that probably is because its founding president, Elaine Calieros, has been into legal trouble. In fact, was convicted, is currently appealing that. And it did seem like some of the investments that had been going there and going there for many years had kind of slowed down. But this year, you know, they were a big part of the $300 million IBM. The number three project is actually Capital Fund for NY Creates, which is sort of the new development arm at SUNY Poly, which replaced two other things that have kind of been folded into one operating corporation at this point. So SUNY Poly was really all of it. In fact, they're also attached to the number one because Cree is doing some testing products at SUNY Poly right now for their new chips that they're going to produce at the main plant. They're kind of testing some things, testing some of the machines, working on, you know, sort of the process a little bit before the plant even opens, and they're doing that in Albany right now.
And I noticed for the number two and number three biggest investments under the section on your list of proposed new jobs, we don't have any data there. Is that a common problem that you ran into trying to put together this list?
You know, it's interesting you say that because obviously the goal generally for all of these is to produce new jobs. But some of these investments are not directly related to employment, but they have a lot of spin-off employment potential. So there are times when that number is difficult to find. So like the Cree project, for instance, has a set number, and that's something the state announced right from the start. It was right in the press release. The whole everything is said to be more than 600 jobs. The IBM investment is a little different. IBM already has a bunch of people here, obviously, across the state and at SUNY Poly specifically. And this is, you know, they have said, oh, we will expand, but there is not a set number. You know, there's not necessarily a goal that they have to hit to receive this money. And that does vary from project to project when it comes to state funding.
So you teased this before the break, but a recurring incentive is the tax break for film studios every year that shoot in the state. How much does New York pony up each year for this? And what programs were we investing in last year? Anything worth watching?
So it's $420 million a year. And basically, the rules of the road are it's about 30 cents on the dollar for every dollar spent on production. And if you film upstate, that's 40 cents on the dollar. And not to get into any arguments of where upstate begins, but the state defines it as anything north of Westchester and Rockland is upstate.
Okay.
So north or west, I should say. Don't mean to leave out central or western New York here. And it's something that a lot of programs take advantage of. So this year, there was a bunch from CBS, which has often been on this list. There's a show called Bull, which I can't say I have ever seen, which earned tax credits for filming of two seasons. Then there was one. Now, this one I have seen, and I'll talk about it for a second. It's called Madam Secretary, and it is, I believe, Tia Leone is the star.
Yep.
I have never actually watched this show either, but they're now in their sixth season, but the funding here was for the fourth season. Now, this is a show that the state would probably like to trumpet because it's earned about $80 million in tax credits over the last couple of years. It's been on my list for the last 4 years. And it is a show that is set in Washington, D.C. She is the Secretary of State. I guess she becomes president later in the show.
Spoiler alert. Oh, God.
Spoilers. but, you know, it is set in D.C., and here's a show that could potentially film anywhere, and they have chosen to come to New York, you know, potentially because of the tax credit. Why this credit is sometimes controversial is that it also funds shows that probably aren't going anywhere. So there weren't any that were on this year's list that were like that. But last year, the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show, which is filmed in New York, was on this list, as was Saturday Night Live. Now, it's hard to imagine that the intro to Saturday Night Live is going to be anything but live from New York. It's Saturday night. You know, the city is practically a cast member on that show.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that they did anything untoward. You know, this is there for, you know, film productions, TV productions. I'm sure they followed the letter of the law, but obviously SNL is not being pulled from another place to come film in New York. It is already in New York, and you know it accesses tax credit. And some people definitely pointed that out last year, that this is not really what the tax credit is supposed to be for.
So I'm interested too, Todd, in how you put this list together, because you know I can't think of any like one repository of all this data. So how do you make this happen?
So I will say that this data is all out there. This is not anything that is difficult to find or hidden. Now, this year, I will say that the fourth quarter of the film tax credit, that data was not available. And I can't say I'm surprised by that, because Empire State Development has obviously had their hands full with other things over the last few months. So, you know, I'm sure they have not gotten to that yet. But it's all there. And these often are projects that the governor and other politicians want to shout about. They want to crow about these things because it usually means jobs and it's investments in certain places in the state. So a lot of this stuff is just out there. It's really just a question of kind of going through all the files and making sure that everything is there. So I went through a lot of board meeting minutes. I went through a lot of agendas. I went through a lot of, you know, press releases. I went through a lot of, you know, annual reports and stuff like that. It was mainly just a time-consuming thing. As I joked to my editor as I was doing this, I said, you know, if you're going to want to proof this, I have about 1,000 links to send you. And that's basically what it boiled down to. You know, this end of the reporting on these projects is a lot easier than the other end when you're trying to figure out whether or not these companies have hit their job goals. That can be a lot tougher than just finding out whether or not the state has decided to fund the project.
Well, and as you make clear in this, it's just hard to even figure out what the goals are, I guess, sometimes.
That is true. Sometimes they're I don't want to say they're nebulous necessarily, but they're not a direct investment in X number of jobs, definitely.
Well, if I was putting together a list, Todd, you'd be number one on mine. But unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. We've been speaking with Albany Business Review Research Director Todd Kehoe. Todd, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the Capital Press Room, which you can take with you on the go wherever you download podcasts. Our engineer in Syracuse is Dave White. My producer in Albany is Tim Williams. I'm David Lombardo. Thanks for listening.
Join us again for Capital Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.